conclude tonight with our study of Matovu. And there's still one aspect of this very short tefillah that we recite upon entering the Beit HaKnesset that I think is worthy of just a short amount of reflection. So I mentioned this is the tefillah you say when entering Beit HaKnesset. So the word Beit HaKnesset is the House of Assembly. The word itself connotes the notion of multiple people, a group coming together and collecting itself together. The nature of tefillah is tefillah b'tzibur. Whenever anybody has an opportunity to daven b'tzibur in the minyan together, that's preferable. It's clear. Chazal tell us that the koach of a tefillah b'tzibur, the koach of tefillat rabim, far exceeds that of an individual. And yes, there are times where you have no choice but to daven on your own. Clearly, we understand. But when one has an option, all things being equal, it's always preferable to attach yourself to the kehilah, to the tzibur, and to daven together. Look at the language of the Amidah that we just said, we're going to say when it comes to Mariv. Rifa'enu, hashivenu, it's always about us, the collective. And I'm saying that because it frames, I think, one aspect of this tefillah, which is unusual. There's only five verses which we mentioned, but three of them begin with the same word. Va'ani, va'ani, va'ani. About me. But that's so not consistent with what I just said. It's about us. Why isn't it va'anachnu? That's what it should be. If it's Beit HaKnesset with everybody together, let's start with va'anachnu. But it's not. It's va'ani. So let me suggest the following. Perhaps the Chachmei HaSidur are trying to tell us something. When we enter into the Beit HaKnesset, yes, there is a koach to tefillat hatzibur, 100%. But if you try to distill the experience of tefillah to its essential core, what is at the heart of tefillah? It's me and my encounter with the Ribono Shel Olam. So when you say your tefillah, your amidah, and you say rifa'enu, you're thinking about something different than I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about the sick people that I know. When you say the bracha, you're asking Ribono Shel Olam for parnasa. You're thinking about your parnasa, your grandchildren, or your children. You should. But I'm thinking about mine. And when I'm asking Hashem for shalom, I'm thinking about all the conflicts that maybe are happening in the community that I live, or the family that I have. There's a kavana that I bring to my tefillah that you may not bring. And I'm not asking whether you have kavana. I'm saying that what's going through your mind, what's going through your heart, are peculiar and specific to you. It's the ani moment. It's an extraordinary idea that I can go in front of Hashem as an ani, me. Who am I? And Hashem says, no, I want you to be there. I want you in front of me, just you. Just you. And I'll listen to everybody one-on-one. But you make a difference. You make a difference. In the 1950s and 60s, when there was a surge in the growth of the conservative movement throughout North America, Orthodoxy felt that it was being besieged a little bit. And one of the changes, as you know, that the conservative movement made was the idea of family seating. There was no mechitza. And Ad Hayom Hazeh, they don't have mechitza in their shul. And it's a very appealing idea, isn't it? To sit with your family, grandparents and grandchildren, spouses, friends sitting together. It's an appealing idea. And Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal wrote some very important pieces in response to that. But one of the ideas that he mentioned, I think, is important to remember. And he tried to remind us about this, that the tefillah experience that you have is an ani experience. It's me. It's not about us. It's about you standing before God by yourself. Not necessarily in a lonely idea, but that Hashem wants to hear you. You don't have to bring anybody with you. In some ways, of course, it's even more inclusive to have a mechitza. Because what if you don't have a family? What if you don't have a spouse? What if you don't have any children? What if you don't have any grandchildren? So in some ways, the mechitza is, let everybody be find their spot. Why? Because all you need to do is find your spot opposing Hashem, right there. That's what he wants. And the mechitza, in some ways, is that moment that exemplifies the idea that at the core of tefillah is the ani moment. It's me and God. And as much as I love my family, as much as I love my wife, as much as I can't believe how much enjoyment and nachas I get being with my grandchildren, the purpose of tefillah is to teach each one of them and to remind myself, that I have an individual relationship with Hashem. And perhaps that's why the Chachmei HaSidur emphasize in this very short tefillah of Matovu, when you come to shul, Va'ani, Va'ani Barov Chastecha, Va'ani Eshtachaveh, Va'ani Tfilati Lecha Hashem Eit Ratzon. Hashem, thank you for giving me the opportunity to have the relationship with you that not only that I want, but maybe even I need.